When Camus died in 1960, Yasmina Kadra was 5 years old. Yasmina Kadra was also, like Camus, born in Algeria, except, of course, Camus was an Algerian Frenchman, and Yasmina Kadra is of Arab origin. His father, Yasmina's Kadra's father, fought against the French during the War of Independence of Algeria, and he decided that his son, Yasmina Kadra, should be also an officer, a soldier. And that's what Yasmina Kadra did. He finished military school and then fought during the civil war that torn apart Algeria in the 1990s. Excuse me. It was a very cruel war between the Algerian government and different factions, Islamist factions, fundamentalist Islamist factions, which also fought one against another. This extremely bloody war that basically started in 1991 claimed dozens of thousands of lives. Nobody lives. Nobody knows. Some say 60,000. Some say 150,000. But it was an extremely bloody civil war, which involved terrorist attacks in the city, massacres of entire villages in the countryside, and massacres which were perpetrated by Islamist armed groups, but also there are accusations against the governmental army for brutalities. In this civil war of the 1990s, Yasmina Kadra was an officer and he fought in the ranks of the on the Algerian army, loyal to the Algerian government. He retired in 2000, and he lives now in southern France. As you can see, of course, Yasmina Kadra is a man, despite his first name Yasmina, which is a feminine, a woman's name, a first name in Arabic, and it is Yasmina Kadra is a pseudonym. Yasmina Kadra started publishing while he was still in the military, and this feminine identity helped him to write and to publish despite his involvement in the Algerian military and in the civil war. Another important fact is that Yasmina Kadra is writing in French. He does not write in Arabic. He, in a certain sense, distances himself from his roots and his identity, his gender identity, his linguistic identity, while at the same time devoting basically all his novels to Algeria and to the Arabic world, to contemporary issues, to the history of Algerian War of Independence, to the history of Algerian Civil War, and also to the contemporary social and political issues that are so important in Northern Africa, Middle East, and also even in Central Asia. He's a very well-known author, translated in 33 languages and extremely widely published in France.